Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Anybody else think that the ever-constipated Mark Warner might get a better reception if he did, in fact, have a bag over his head? Like, if people went, I don't know who you are, but I'll talk to you, and then he takes it off, they go, never mind. What a buffoon. God, they're just all beclowning themselves. Now, I know that there is a contempt for law enforcement that we see on the part of Democrats writ large these days. And it's sad. It's sad because for the longest time, there were certain issues that just weren't Democrat or Republican. They were right or wrong. And immigration, illegal immigration versus legal immigration was one of them. Everybody agreed that you couldn't just break into the country. Everybody. And now, because Democrats are so desperate to return to power, that they're willing to do anything at all to embrace people who are in the country illegally, get them counted, to hold on to congressional seats, and eventually get them registered to vote. So it's man, just awful. Just awful. My friend Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard was on with my friend Rich Herrera this morning, Richmond's Morning News. And there was some good conversation. I thought they were very, very interesting discussion points. There's a long snippet here, Germ. So what we'll do, I don't know that we have time to play all of it, but let's start with cut number one, please.
I really appreciate it. There's obviously a lot of, as you just mentioned a second ago, spin going on. There's a lot of conjecture, but there are very few facts that are being attached to this. So I want to provide some of those today. And, you know, I will say I'm in my 12th year as being sheriff here. For 12 years, ICE has been coming to our courthouse and taking people out of that courthouse who have papers on them to be detained. This is nothing new. This has been going on for my entire tenure as sheriff. What has changed, though, is the frequency we saw in June and the numbers they actually took out. That's the only change. It's not a new process for us. Now, I know you hear a lot of the spin. What I want to clear up is what ICE is actually doing. We have a very good relationship with ICE here. You know, my whole goal is to provide a safe and secure environment for them to carry out their legal transactions. We've seen throughout the nation, and even in I think Albemarle County earlier this year, what can happen when they're just in the hallways of courts or the lobbies or the parking lots carrying out these detentions. They turn into chaos sometimes, and it can be a very dangerous setting. So, you know, we took control of it early on. We wanted to provide a safe environment for everybody involved, including the individuals they're detaining. So I came up with some standards for ICE. ICE has been very cooperative with us. They followed every direction we've asked them to do. They have come into our courthouse only after informing us they were coming in. When they get here in the morning, we verify their identification, their credentials every time, and their paperwork. And, you know, they're inside the courthouse. They have a list of people they want to talk to. And I do want to say that they're doing their due diligence. They're doing a great job with that. You know, a couple of the days they were here, they took six people out on both days. They actually interviewed 12 people and 14 people on those 2 days. And by interviewing them, they have names. And, you know, John Doe is John Doe. So they have a name for an individual and a paper for an individual that matches the name of somebody coming to court that day. They didn't just simply sweep them up and take them out of here. They interviewed them for some time to verify that was actually the person they were looking for. And out of those 12 and out of those 14 interviews, only six were verified, and that's who they took. So they're really doing their due diligence. They're doing their job to make sure it's fair and what they're taking, you know, the people they're taking out of here. And they're doing it in a controlled environment that I'm controlling to make sure there's, you know, no bad situation. So, the fact that there's a lot of conjecture about them wearing masks, there's only one day they actually wore face coverings, and these were gaiters or baklavas around their necks that they pulled up over their face on one day, and that was the day there was a bank of media cameras set up where they were staged to pick up the people coming out of the courthouse. And as we know, they're being targeted throughout our nation, and the fact that they pulled them up that one day didn't really set, you know, bad with me. It was, you know, they were trying to protect themselves and their families as well.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, I think that's great stuff. Not surprising that it's Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard who explains it all point by point, clearly. There's no questions about that, right? Part of Carl's presentation style, so you know, is drawn from Donald Rumsfeld, who was the Secretary of Defense. So fortunate that Carl shared this story a couple of months back over at the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. There was a program over there. Both Sheriff Leonard and I were part of it. And he shared this story that when he worked for Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld at the Pentagon, Rumsfeld's policy was bluff, B-L-U-F, bottom line up front. That's it. I don't need to know that you clipped your toenails. I'm sure your dinner was lovely, but I need to know, am I going to have to tell the president that we're now sending tanks to such and such a nation? So bluff, B-L-U-F, bottom line up front. And that's the way that Sheriff Leonard presented that. I do find it fascinating that a guy like Mark Warner and a guy like Tiny Tim Kaine, both of whom clearly despise law enforcement, they are telling us now that law enforcement shouldn't have the opportunity to cover their face at any point. And yet, these are the same guys who told all of us just a couple of years back, stay in your homes, lock the doors, don't even look out the windows, and while you're in the house, make sure that you have put masking tape over your face because you might breathe in a germ that might do something. Right? You remember that? Anybody else? It's not that long ago, they were all on board with that. Well, I can't wear a bag over my face and walk into the Senate. Well, I don't know, you came pretty close. I watched a whole collection of you nitwits up there when you did the whole kneeling thing for George Floyd. Weren't there some costumes there? Weren't there some face masks there? Seems to me that was de rigueur for a while. The law enforcement officers who have done that, the ICE officers who have done that, have only done that because they are actively being doxxed and their children are being threatened. Now, if you're okay with that, Senator Warner, you're okay with that, Senator Kaine, then there are even bigger problems with the two of you than most of us thought. It's ridiculous. No, it really is. It's just an absurdity, absolute absurdity. And that's where we are. I just, I don't know, I keep looking at this and I keep thinking to myself, at some point, common sense has to return, but I don't know when it's going to be. City of Richmond, the mayor, Dr. Donnie Avuli, right? He's made clear he cares more about illegal aliens than he cares about anybody else. Okay. Nicole Jones, city council member, 9th District, made clear she cares more about illegal aliens in the 9th District than she does about anybody else. State Delegate Mike Jones, Michael Jones, well, no shock here, once again, cares more about illegal aliens than he does anybody else in his district. I just think that when push comes to shove and you say we all want safety and security, we all understand their laws, their rules, you got to follow them. That's it. You don't get to pick which laws you follow. I mean, the role that you have is in voting, right? We vote for people who tell us, hey, we're in favor of this or of that. And then we cast our ballots and the chips fall wherever the chips fall. But you don't get to actively just pick and choose which laws you decide you're going to follow. And I would like to see President Trump follow up on the directives that said, if you're going to be a sanctuary city, right, you want to proclaim yourself a sanctuary city, like Danny Avuli says Richmond is, no more federal funding. See how long that nonsense lasts. It will come to an end, as it should. And if you're an elected official and you are actively impeding federal law enforcement officers, you should be arrested. And you should be prosecuted. We'll see if that happens. Hey, I need your support. I'm just reminding you we're in the last 4 days for the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of Richmond competition once a year. I remind you about this. I beg you. I cajole you. I'm a pain in your rear end. I'm annoying. But it is wrapping up soon, and I would love for the Jeff Katz Show to win Best Afternoon Radio Show. So here's how you can support this program. Online, you visit the following website. go.richmond.com/the best. go.richmond.com/the best. Then you click on the entertainment tab, then you click on the Best Afternoon Radio Show tab, and then you vote for me. You can also text, and you should also text. You can vote once each way, each day, right through Sunday to text. The text number is 804-430-5505, and the code you're going to put in is 100100. So again, the text number is 804-430-5505, and you enter the number 100100. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 421, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Friday Eve. Yeah, we got plenty of rain that we're dealing with. We've got some thunder and lightning. Now, it's an odd sort of a forecast. We're supposed to have what we have now till about 5, and then allegedly it clears out and returns around 9 or 10 this evening. So hopefully, you have a chance to get out and do something. Heidi's supposed to go pickling, or I don't know. She's got a new gherkin, and so she's excited. We now have pickleball courts in our neighborhood. So she's all on a tear. Yeah, you know, you need special shoes? You do. Apparently you need special shoes. You need a special pickleball. I don't think they should call it a racket. I think if you're playing pickleball, you should call the doggone thing a gherkin, and then everybody knows you're playing pickleball. But so she's got two gherkins that she got. She got the special pickleball shoes. She got special pickleball sweatbands and a special pickleball costume of some sort. And there's not a picture of a single pickle on any of it, which I don't get. Like, if you're going to do it, put a pickle on there. If I were the king of pickleball, I would say, first of all, every level of the pickleball players will be delineated by skill, like anything else, but it'll be with the pickles, right? You might be the gherkin's going to be the paddle. You're going to be the kosher dill. You're like the best pickle of all time. You're the junior pickle. I mean, it's just pickle chips, right? That could be a team, I would think. But nothing. They don't do anything related to pickles. You could be the bread and butter pickles. You could be the sweet pickles. Kosher dills. Nothing. Half sour, like the half sour pickle, I think would be, you know, a team comprised just of players who are either half good or half the team is good and half the team is not good. right? The kosher pickles, obviously, that's the Israeli national team would be the kosher pickles in the International Pickleball Federation or whatever they got, but no dice. Oh, I am leaving for Israel soon. Not today. I mentioned this, right? My supervisor the other day said, hey, are you going to Israel this week? No. Next week? No. Oh, okay. I think he just forgot to write it down. I mean, Your Honor, let the record reflect. I put in for the days off and they were approved. I didn't necessarily tell him that I was going to Israel. I'm not obligated to do that, but I just think he forgot to write it down. But I know I'm leaving soon and I'm excited. I got some really good news. Now, I have to share this with you. I've mentioned to you that there are some really big, important meetings that are going to be taking place. But in addition to those, I just found out there's also, honest to goodness, old-fashioned tourist stuff that we will be doing. Because I sent a note to the woman who's sort of the contact person, and I said, so what am I supposed to pack? What am I supposed to pack? Given these meetings, we're meeting with the president of Israel, we're meeting with the ambassador, our American ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee. Am I supposed to be packing sport coats and suits and ties? Like, pack a couple, because we do have a few meetings over a few days, but make sure you're bringing shorts and T-shirts and comfortable shoes and a hat, because we're going to be doing plenty of tourist stuff. So I have a whole list of souvenirs. At the very top of it, just FYI, at least 2 keychains from the Holy Land. Yeah, no, I wrote it down already. 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Lots of great stuff that you and I have been discussing. We're going to chat with Rob Chadwick in a couple of moments. I guess we're having some difficulty getting a hold of him, but we'll get him. Not to worry. I mean, Rob is one of those guys who is always in demand. And given his illustrious background, I think it's the only way to describe it. It's no shock. But anyway, we'll get Rob lined up. Jerm, I did just shoot him a couple of texts. Maybe he got called into a meeting. That stuff happens. But, it's all good. We've got Jamal Thomas, my dear friend Jamal, who is going to be with us at 5:35. Jamal will absolutely, totally not flake on us. I'm just telling you, wouldn't happen. Well, because there might be cookies involved, and his kids, I consider my niece and my nephew, so he's not going to mess around with that, but he'll be joining us at 5:35. We have teamed up. He's part of Team Katz as we are raising money for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. It is the 10th anniversary of the father figure, and so we're trying to raise $100,000. It's a big ask, I know, but we have 4 all-star teams. And we have some of the finest men that Central Virginia has amongst its ranks who are helping. And so we're doing well. We only have, I think it's a week and a half left. And I've got to actually get some money in early because I won't be here. The final day to get money in is going to be a day that I'll be in Israel. So we may actually be a day short of where we could be. But, it is what it is. What am I going to do? We're doing the best we can. And yes, I do like working the fact that I'm going to be in Israel into every single solitary conversation. And I just hope I'm not tempting fate with that. Did you ever get one of those presidential physical fitness awards? Remember, they used to be everywhere. President of the United States had this physical fitness test, and students around America would do the test. And if you got the test right, you met the goals and what have you, you got a certificate. And I think we got pins. Did anybody else get one of those presidential physical fitness awards? If you did, shoot me a quick text, please, on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. I'm trying to remember what was on the test. But it's back. It's back. It is as a result of Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and President Donald J. Trump. I love it. I absolutely love it. And there's an all-star team at the White House, right? You got all sorts of world-class athletes who are there for that now, and it reestablishes the executive order from the president, reestablishes the presidential fitness test. It was first introduced back in 1966 by President Johnson, and it was, for whatever reason, it was ditched by Barack Obama. Wow. Wow. Why do you think that is? I mean, seriously, why is that? Why would Barack Obama not want kids in America to be healthy and physically fit? I don't know. Maybe you think because his wife was pitching that god-awful school lunch garbage? I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, it's back. President Trump wants every young American to have the opportunity to emphasize healthy, active lifestyles, creating a culture of strength and excellence for years to come. Nice. Nice. And Triple H was there, right? He's a big-time athlete. There are a lot of great people. So I am curious, because I just don't remember what was involved in it. Did you not have to do some sort of a run? Push-ups, maybe? Were there push-ups in it? I don't recall. Well, hopefully somebody does. If you remember this, 833-804-1140. That's the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 804 hits me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. It says, hey, Jeff, yes, the physical fitness test, we received a certificate and a patch. Yeah, maybe it was a patch. I don't know why I thought it was a pin. Different 804 says, Jeff, yep, there were plenty of awards. It ran throughout elementary school in the 80s. We had the fitness test right up until the eighth grade. We did a mile run, pull-ups, sit-ups, push-ups, as well as the sit and reach. Ooh, that's a tough one, huh? Yeah. Another 804 says, Jeff, glad to hear that it's coming back. It was a huge deal where I grew up in South Jersey. Good, 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 good. Push-ups, sit-ups, 1 mile run, and a V-sit. I don't know exactly what that is. And from RBA says, Jeff, we did it. I remember we had to do a long jump. Let's see. Somebody else, 804. A lot of great athletes that are listening to this program. The Presidential Physical Fitness Award, Jeff, was for sit-ups, push-ups, pull-ups for boys, and flex arm hang for girls. That's right. Yeah. As well as other exercises. Had to hang forever with your chin above the bar. I failed because I could not throw a baseball or softball 90 feet. Huh. Okay. Wow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right. Excellent. 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 704. Jeff, I love hearing you every day. Why, oh, why are you going to Israel with all the terrible events that are going on now? Please use your police background to stay alert and be safe. Well, I don't know how to say this. But given that Israel, the Jewish homeland, is surrounded by people who want to kill every Jew in the world, it's always a slightly trepidatious trip. But why am I going now? Because I can. Because I can. Why am I going with all the, quote, terrible events that are going on now? Because, frankly, there are always terrible events going on in the world. And this is one of those things that if I were to tell you how long I have been hopeful, prayerful, that I would get the opportunity to visit Eretz Yisrael, then you probably wouldn't believe me, but it's a long time. It's a long time. And it's not just a tourist trip. I remind you of that. I did find out today that there is definitely a tourist component. We're going to be doing some touristy stuff, which I was really happy to hear because, you know, Heidi has been, the boys have been. I've got plenty of friends that have been, but I've never been. And so everybody talks about the Wailing Wall, the Western Wall. Heidi actually suggested I write some things down ahead of time. If anybody's been there and you've gone to the Western Wall, you know, you're supposed to have, well, you're not supposed to, but most of people go and they have something written on a piece of paper. You put it in between the blocks. And I'm just curious, did you write that stuff out ahead of time? Heidi said to me, it's so jam-packed that if you're going there, you really should write it out ahead. Bring it with you from the States. Or, you know, you got a 10-hour airplane flight. You got time to do it there. And everybody brags about the food. There's amazing food in Israel. And I'm darn right, I'm looking forward to that. There's some amazing shopping. Heidi already has a number of things picked out. But with all of that, and I do look forward to all of that, I really honestly do, I am looking forward to the opportunity to sit down with the president of Israel. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to sit down with Ambassador Mike Huckabee. I'm looking forward to sitting down with members of the Knesset and leaders inside the IDF. It's going to be an amazing trip. So that's why I'm going. And I appreciate the concern. That is so kind. It really is. I know that people worry about me on this show, which if you had any idea how much I appreciate that, just take my word. I appreciate it. All right. Rob Chadwick rescheduled. He'll be here at 5:05. Looking forward to that. That's fine. He's got a brand new book out. It is called The Practical Guide to Personal Security. And I started reading it the other night when I got it. It's a great read. And it is one of those books you are absolutely going to want to have to peruse and maybe even to look at every once in a while. I go, hey, wait a minute. I got to remember this or I got to practice that. It is 4:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:51, Jeff Katz, next week, News Radio, WRVA. Next week, I've got tickets for NASCAR that I'll be giving you all week long. So I'm looking forward to that. We've got Rob Chadwick, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, headed up the tactical training program at Quantico, now heads up training for Delta Defense and the United States Concealed Carry Association. He's just written a new book. It's called The Practical Guide to Personal Security, and he will be with us at 5:05. Now, Rob, God bless him, joins us every other Friday Eve. We love that about him. Just again, rock solid guy. And with this new book out, I want you to find it. I do. I'm hoping that he'll give us all the details for purchase, because it will be purchased. But he goes through so many things, and I didn't know what to expect. He told me, hey, I'm working on this book. It's about personal security. I thought, oh, okay, it's going to be a lot of stuff like, remember to lock your doors, and you know, your windows should be secured. But let me tell you something. He goes into so much and so much detail. And here I thought, well, you know, we're okay. And he's got some checklists in there that, this is going to be one of those things you definitely need to get yourself a copy of. He also has a checklist. I'm very happy to see this, selecting the proper concealed carry holster. I am getting some new stuff, some new things. And I am actually reviewing some of the options for the best concealed carry holster. Not exactly sure which way I am going to go. But looking at this, I've certainly got some more options. You know, Miles Turner, who's just a great guy, is a sergeant in Caroline. He was one of our Blue Friday honorees. He's helping me out with that. He knows a lot about that. And, you know, it's just good stuff. Anyway, so I'm going to talk a little bit about that with Rob at 5:05, and I am also going to be visiting our neighborhood gun store, you know, over there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Again, take a look at some of the great stuff that's available. I just decided that I was looking for some new things, and I thought, yeah, this is going to be good stuff, and hopefully Rob's going to be able to help out again with some of the new holsters. It's been a while. Alan Dershowitz is now talking about a bigoted vendor out on Martha's Vineyard who denied him a pierogi. I will, not next week, the week after, I'll be spending some time with the good Professor Dershowitz. We are both going to Israel as part of this specific trip. And so I will ask him about that, and I'll remind him he is overdue for a visit to this here little program. It's 4:55, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.